Last evening, the Santa Ana Consolidated Local Schools held their monthly Board of Education meeting that was held in the High School Media Center that began at 7 p.m. Adam Putoff, Superintendent, provided an update on summer projects with more information to come in May. He articulated the middle school will be getting new carpet and paint now that the HVAC system last summer is complete. Also, the middle school gym and football field will be getting a new sound system. He also communicated that we are currently seeking candidates for elementary and middle school instructional aid positions, along with a bus aid position. So those are flexible in how they are configured, but again, looking for candidates for those positions. Also looking for bus drivers to continue to meet the needs of the district. So anyone interested in potentially becoming a bus driver, please reach out to our central office. Treasurer CFO Jen Brood shared an update on the federal grant revisions and corresponding budgetary adjustments, along with a school funding update. High school principal Mr. Rosenbeck highlighted in his notes various student activities and recognitions, one being Heidi Frank, who was our Franklin B. Walters recipient, and teacher of influence being Mrs. Julie Overman. So again, congratulations to both of them, and they should be very proud of those recognitions. Middle school principal Mr. Kunk acknowledged the outstanding behavior of our 8th grade students on their Washington, D.C. trip, highlighted by 4 students who laid a wreath on the Tomb of the Unknown and the experience at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall. Elementary principal Mrs. Imwali acknowledged a variety of students and activities from 3rd grade music performance, grandparent bingo, thank you PTO, and the 4th grade preparation for their Camp Wilson trip. The board accepted the following donations: $5,000 from Ernst Apparel for the athletic department, $500 from Rivers Catering for scoreboard sponsorship, $5,000 from the athletic boosters to the athletic department teams accounts, and $375 from various businesses for the Gret Reel. Thank you again to all those who donated and supporting St. Henry Schools. The board approved participation in Sedgwick, Ohio 2026 Workers' Compensation Group Training Program for Unemployment Compensation and Workers' Compensation Third-Party Administrative Services. The board approved the list of graduates for the 24-25 school year, pending fulfillment of all graduation requirements. Also approved the handbooks for all buildings for the 25-26 school year as presented. The board also approved San Henry FFA an overnight trip to Columbus, Ohio for the state FFA convention that will take place May 1st and 2nd. Also approved the updated NEOLA policies as presented, and these policies ensure that our school policy follows the changes in law. The board approved resignation of Brad Luthman as teacher and bus driver effective May 31st. The board approved Natalie Dirksen for our 712 math position and Nate Bruns for 8th and 9th grade math position on a 1-year limited certified contract for the 25-26 school year, pending certification and background checks. The board also approved the list of certified, classified, and administrative contracts as presented, along with approved FMLA for Jen Keys. The board approved a memorandum of understanding with San Henry Education Association regarding tuition reimbursement for College Credit Plus credentialing, and the board approved the collective bargaining agreement between the St. Henry Education Association and the St. Henry Board of Education for the period of July 1st, 2025 through June 30th, 2028. A reminder that all board meeting agendas and attachments to those board agenda items can be found on our website by clicking on the Board of Education meetings located link located in the top right corner of the school's home page. The next board meeting is scheduled for Monday, May 12th at 7 p.m. in the High School Media Center. Go Skins!